The head of the largest private employer in Washington state will remain on President Donald Trump's Manufacturing Council. Even as six members of the group of business leaders have resigned, Boeing CEO Dennis Muilenburg is staying put. The departures come after the president's wavering reactions to violence by white supremacists in Virginia this weekend. John Ryan with KUOW's politics team reports.
Trump condemned racism and neo-Nazis on Monday. That was 2 days after a man rammed his car into anti-Nazi protesters in Charlottesville. 19 were injured and a woman killed. Trump backtracked on Tuesday.
I think there's blame on both sides. You look at both sides. I think there's blame on both sides, and I have no doubt about it.
Two labor leaders quit Trump's council later that day. They followed the earlier departures of the CEOs of Merck, Intel, and Under Armour, and the head of a manufacturing alliance. Boeing officials declined to comment to KUOW. So did spokespeople for the engineers and machinists unions at Boeing. Boeing CEO has hosted Trump at its plant in South Carolina and praised his economic policies. Here's Dennis Muilenburg in late January.
President Trump is very much engaged with business. We've had the privilege of having a very open dialogue with him on business issues.
After quitting, AFL-CIO President Richard Trumka said he cannot sit on the council for a president who tolerates bigotry and domestic terrorism. On Twitter, Trump slammed the CEOs who quit as grandstanders who could easily be replaced. By Tuesday afternoon, 20 CEOs remained on the council, and the hashtag #QuitTheCouncil was trending on Twitter. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.